When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Get a load of these!
Shut up, Brandy!
Real Girls on Video going! Oh, yeah!
Hey, gang, it's Kenny Thomas!
Kenny!
Dylan Clone Gene. Available everywhere.
Beanie?
Welcome to Jerry's Taco World. Would you like to try a burrito?
Long time listener, first time caller.
No! Here you go, Crisco.
Oh, my.
Hey, it worked. You're gone.
Welcome to Bits and Pieces. I'm Willie Griswold, joined by Jessica Hooker and Jess Alsman. What's going on, y'all?
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Jess Hooker looks good today. Looking fly over here.
You do look cool. You look like you're about to break dance in the back of a music video.
I know, and I'm at that age where I'm like, oh, this is a cute outfit. I killed it today, and then I walk in, and I'm like, wow, I'm old. I'm very old. This is not hip now. Is it? J-Lo still pulls it off, right?
Yes.
I think it's cool.
Okay. Is it okay? Okay.
You ain't J-Lo.
I'm working
Jason,
on it.
I was just going to repeat back, J-Lo does pull it off and not say anything else.
Ah, you guys.
No, he said it the meanest way. I said it in... I was at least indirect about it. I was petty about it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm like big brother to little sister giving
her
hell.
Right. Now my face is red. Now I don't know. I came in and Chick was like, I don't know how I feel about your hair. Looks like a teacher. And I was like, well, that's the exact opposite of what I was going for, but thanks.
Oh, no. I do think you look cool.
Oh, thanks.
I do too.
Thanks.
You got the hoop earrings?
Yeah, I do.
Like, no teacher was this cool.
I know. I was a substitute teacher, though.
Oh, then that's a cool teacher.
Yeah, so I was
that's
a cool
fair.
Teacher then. Yeah.
Okay, so Jess, very cool outfit, and I just want to go really quick.
Yeah.
Your Halloween outfit with your kids.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about this for a second?
Sure. We're big Halloween people, and we've done group costumes in the past, but as they get older, they're both into two very different things, and so we kind of go on again, off again. I assume you're referencing last year's costume with my son.
Was that last year's costume?
That was last year's costume. Because so Max does this random thing where every few years he just stops cutting his hair and it gets really long. There are people in our neighborhood that still think I have two daughters because he didn't cut his hair all of second grade and was a pescatarian. I'm sorry. He was, something. I don't know. He does weird. He just chooses weird things to do sometimes.
He has phases.
Yeah, he does. And he embraces them. And so he didn't cut his hair for a couple of years. And it was actually how it started was they were dressing up for a sectional football game last year. And he said, I'm going to go as Jesus. And I said, I don't know if that's safe out here. Like, you might offend some people. Like, are you sure that's something you want to do? And he said, yeah, I can handle it. And I said, okay. So we ordered a Jesus costume and he pulled it off. And he has a picture of him with the sheriff's department in our county at the football game. He's like hands out like Jesus, sheriffs on both sides. Yeah.
That's very funny. He might go to hell, but it's very funny.
Yeah, it's very funny.
He's spreading the word. You know him. Yeah. I'm here to bring joy. People see him. They're like, oh, look.
Yeah.
And lighten up their life.
We had to go to, we didn't have to go. We were invited to a family party and I didn't have a costume and I didn't say anything, but I came downstairs and we were getting ready to leave and I was dressed as Mary. And we went, and no one knew. Max didn't even know until we walked out the door that that's what I was going to do. And so we went, and it killed.
Wait, no, that's incredible. But I was referring to, he was Christopher from The Sopranos.
He was Christopher from The Sopranos this year, yeah.
Well, because I thought it was so funny, because he was Christopher from The Sopranos, and you and Addie, you guys were Monica and Rachel from Friends?
Yes, it's a famous episode of Friends. It's the morning after Ross and Rachel break up.
Okay, but, and then, of Christopher
is not in that episode.
Okay, yeah. So it's not to do with each other.
No.
Because in my head, the thing that I got such a kick out of, I just imagined, like, you texted Max and you're like, hey, we're going as friends - TV show.
Right.
And then he saw that and he showed up and he was like, what are you guys doing? And he's like, I just thought we were going as friends from a TV show.
Yeah,
I thought
I
was going to be Christopher and, you know, you could have been Sam from Cheers.
Right.
That is the fake TV show we needed, though. Sopranos running into Friends, like, in New York City.
You ready for this? I can put them together. Jon Favreau, guest stars in Sopranos.
That's right.
Not guest stars, just a little cameo.
Yeah.
Also in an episode of Friends.
Yeah, he dates Monica. Yeah.
Monica's the UFC fighter. All right, perfect.
Yeah.
So now we did it.
We did it.
Now we're complete. Speaking of TV shows, are you guys fans of the TV show The Bachelorette? Bachelor in Paradise series?
I'll catch maybe one of the last episodes with the drama just to see what everyone's talking about all season, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
I've never watched one. No.
You never watched one?
Never watched one.
So I had to watch The Bachelor. I was in a sketch show in Chicago that was like a parody of The Bachelor.
Okay.
And so I had to watch it. And boy, is it fun. these women, and they're all beautiful, and they're all evil geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a bunch of fellas, and they're all beautiful, and they're all morons.
Yeah.
And it's a blast either way. But I said it because we're listening. Our first piece is a Bob and Tom Bachelorette piece.
Ah.
It's the most talked about show on television, The Bachelorette, where 25 eligible bachelors try to win the hand of one single woman. And now, Bob and Tom Television brings you a new twist on this hit show.
She's 30 and single. She's...
What the hell do you mean by that?
Oh, nothing. Meet Linda Jackson. Now, here come the fellas. Say hello to Todd Williams.
Hi, Linda. I'm really pleased to...
Yeah. Next.
And here's our next eligible guy. Say hello to...
Hold it. Are you really going to say each time, say hello to Dick Ding Dong or whatever? Jesus.
Okay. Here he is, Jerry Peterson.
Hello, Linda. I can't tell you how happy I am to finally meet you.
And... Right. What do you do, Jerry?
Well, I own my own consulting business and...
Consulting, eh? And when did you lose your Amway dealership, Jerry?
Huh? Sheesh, what a bitch.
She's the Bachelorette. She's single, pissed off, and is looking for money. Lots of money.
Hi, I'm Linda.
I'm Phil.
Yeah, did you forget something?
No, I don't think so.
Any gift?
Gift? I didn't know that we were...
Bye-bye, loser.
Wow. Tune in to Bob and Tom TV and see why she's called the Bachelorette. She's on the prowl and she's got...
Shut your hole and bring on the rich numbnuts.
On Bob and Tom TV.
Well, there you go. There's a show I'd watch.
Love the sign-off from Bob. That was great.
Yeah.
My favorite line was Dean's character.
Yep.
Hello, Linda. Got a real kick out of that. What year is that from? It's got to be, what, early 2000s?
I would guess so, yeah.
Yeah,
probably 05, 06.
So,
yeah, somewhere in there. That's the thing. That one has held its own along with Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
But even today, The Bachelorette still gets a lot of headlines.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a lot. Still to this day. Like right now, what?
We have the oldest Bachelorette right now.
We do?
Yeah, but I think she's like leaving because she found a guy and they're ending the show early and they're bringing in a new girl or something. Some stupid drama.
So she called it. She said, I found my guy, I'm out.
Kinda is what I understand. This is what I'm hearing from my sources.
Oh.
I haven't watched it either.
No.
But I love the Dick Ding Dong line.
I love the Dick Ding Dong line.
I think we all left.
Do we know who that is?
I think it's a guy named Stephanie.
Okay.
There was an era where she did a lot of those.
I was going to say her voice is very familiar. Yeah.
I cannot recall her last name, but Dean used her a lot for some stuff here and there.
Cool.
Yeah, she's fun. And probably more than anything is the beginning of that is classic Chick McGee.
Announcer
mm-hmm. which... Let me tell you, as I'm going through these to try to figure out what to bring for the show here,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of chicken outro ones. Let
there
me tell
is,
you.
There is, because I think he was, like, that was his first title with the show, was the announcer of the show.
Well, and he's obviously very good at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's...
And contrary to what he thinks, he's not dead. Did you hear him talk about that on the air?
Yeah, well, he said that to me the other day. He was listening to the podcast, and he said, and I said, oh, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I was listening. And, man, I got to tell you, I'm just so proud. And I was like, oh, wow. And I didn't get my whole sentence out. And he goes, Willie is just doing so well. And I was like, what? Yeah. And he goes, no. I just like how he's taking the reins and he's being comfortable. And I just, I love listening to him. And I was like, thanks.
Yeah, Willie's great.
Yeah.
Well, no, and he mentioned how he feels like he's dead because we're talking about him. Like,
right.
Wasn't Chick so funny?
He was so funny.
Just a funny guy.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
Yeah.
What do you mean was funny?
Yeah.
So today we're doing Bob and Tom fake TV shows. There's a million of these. This next piece, I've been told it's one of my dad's favorite pieces.
Uh-oh.
So it's got to involve something incredibly immature, I imagine.
All our classic Tom humor, yeah.
But Tom runs a gamut of things.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, sure. Yeah. There's farts, you know.
Yeah. Well, Dean and I, a little tease for the big show, we're talking about a segment that I might do, and I present something, and is Tom going to love it or is Tom going to hate it? Is it going to get on his nerves? Because you never know.
Sure.
He likes the strangest things. Mm-hmm. And hates the strangest things, and usually it's the opposite of what you think it's going to be.
Yeah, he likes stilts, and he hates Christmas music.
He hates Christmas music pre-Christmas season, though.
I'm going to get real angry about that.
A lot of specification, yeah.
All right, cool, so let's go into this first Tom favorite piece.
Audiences are flocking to Comedy Central this summer to see what will happen next on the wacky reality show I'm with Busey. A regular Joe, Adam De La Pena, hangs out with Gary Busey and the two get into kooky situations as Gary hands out his out-of-this-world words of wisdom. Now, public broadcasting has taken a cue from Comedy Central and is debuting its own reality series. Adam De La Pena is having crazy adventures with another celebrity, and PBS is right there with cameras to capture every nutty minute.
Dude, what is this place? This is the coolest nightclub I've ever been in. Check out that huge dome ceiling.
This is not a nightclub, you imbecile. We are in a planetarium. I want to show you the vast universe we are a part of.
Coming to PBS, it's I'm with Hawking. Superphysicist Stephen Hawking takes Adam around through his typical day and shares some of his brilliant theories and observations.
Well, now I understand.
The universe started billions and billions of years ago and is likely to continue for several billion more years. You are less than a blink of an eye in the big picture. How does that make you feel?
Kind of hungry, I guess. I thought we were going to go out and grab a burger and then hit some clubs and pick up chicks. When I hang out with Gary Busey, we do wild stuff like go out into the desert and perform Native American rituals. What kind of stuff are we going to do?
We are going to sit in my office and work on unifying general relativity theory with quantum theory and the implications this could have on our understanding of universal expansion and the development of black holes.
Your voice is funny. Can I drive your wheelchair?
Adam, since I am unable to move my arms, will you please hit yourself upside the head for me?
Forget about I'm with Busey. PBS has paired up one of the most brilliant minds in science with a witless, talentless nobody. It's the funniest astrophysics reality show of the season. I'm with Hawking.
Okay, Steve, repeat after me. Do you feel like I do?
I will not. This is a very expensive piece of scientific equipment that allows communication for me. I am not going to do Peter Frampton impressions with it.
All right, then. Can you type in, open the pod bay doors, Hal?
Here's an interesting fact, Adam. There is no scientific proof of the existence of God. Even so, I am now praying that he will see fit to strike you down with a 300-megaton asteroid. Sure, it might destroy the Earth, but frankly, it would be worth it to be rid of you.
So, if you're so smart in astronomy, should I date an Aquarius or a Capricorn?
Get out of my sight, you stupid idiot.
Dude, you can't say that on PBS.
I'm going to kill you. Come over here and stick your neck under my wheels. Come here, you stupid son of a bitch. I will murder you.
Odds are astronomical that you're gonna love I'm With Hawking. Don't miss it.
Be there.
Can I drive your wheelchair?
I love it so much. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm supposed to love it that much, but I do.
Oh, no. I don't remember the Busey show. But I would actually like to see that come back.
Well, yeah, because early reality TV, now it's kind of, you know, you've got your genres. You've got your Kardashian kind of reality TV. You have your home fixer-upper reality TV. Mm-hmm. You have weird medical issue reality TV. But when it started, it was so odd. Mm-hmm. A day where you just walk around with Gary Busey? That was a real show?
Yeah, and it was more along the lines of like My Strange Addiction or My Odd Life or what. I don't even know if those are things. But yeah, what was the first? So I remember the first one being like, what was the MTV?
Well, the Osbournes were the reality show.
That was the first family-based reality show, right?
And then there's The Real World, I guess.
The Real World, Road Rules. But then it was Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire? Do you remember that one?
Sure, yeah.
That's wild.
That was basically, I think, the one that kind of kicked it off on national TV.
On network.
It was a Fox.
Yes.
I think it was a Fox. It was like 2000, 2001, I want to say.
Yeah, and I remember going, wow, that guy is a douche. Yeah.
He came in here.
He did?
Uh-huh. In the back. Yeah.
No way.
A couple years later. Yeah, Rick Rockwell.
Yes, that was it. Good call.
So, yeah. But I'm with, what was it? What was the actual show? Sorry.
I'm with Busey.
Busey. Yeah, we have some Busey call or two that we'll play
in
the future.
Yeah.
When, quote, Gary Busey calls the show.
So this show is from 2003, I'm with Busey.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Huh. Yeah.
And then was that the actual comedian, Adam LaPena? Was that his name?
I think so, yeah. I think he didn't do anything after that,
I don't think so either. That's what I was thinking of his name and going, what's he doing now?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, so. The voice in that. Do you recall?
I think I know who it is. I think it's somebody from production in the back.
No, it was Bob's nephew.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Kavoyan, I believe. Yes, yeah. He did traffic here for a few years.
Yeah, super nice.
And he has one of the funniest lines. Your voice is funny.
Your voice is funny and he nails it.
Absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. And then the other actor is Dean's favorite actor, which is a robot that lives in the computer.
Yes.
Doesn't mess up. He does whatever you tell him to do.
Every single time.
And you know, we always talk about, we're always guessing. We're like, oh, this had to be a line that Tom had, and it was the Frampton or the open the pod bay doors Hal thing. Those are things he loves.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. And then we have a follow up to that with a familiar voice.
Bob and Tom Television presents.
This place looks deserted. I think we're safe. It was even a little food in the cabinet. We'll rest here tonight.
Mark, I'm so scared. Did you hear that? Let's get out of here.
It's just outside the door.
Oh.
And that's the only way out.
The world premiere of a terrifying new zombie series.
We have to make a run for it.
Mark, no. Don't open that door.
Just stay right behind me. Here we go.
What? Oh, my God. This is horrible.
It's The Hawking Dead. Stephen Hawking stars in The Hawking Dead. He has the most brilliant brain in the world, but now he wants to eat yours. Only on Bob and Tom Television.
All right, so if we're going to carbon date that there, Josh's laugh? Mm-hmm. Did we all hear Josh's laugh? Is that confirmed?
Yes.
Is that Josh's laugh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, I know that's PJ.
Yeah. Which that, he is not on very many bits at all.
Ever. Yeah.
So there's a little insider info. Tom will say one of his best friends, oldest friends, PJ is our art director since day one. Mm-hmm. And he's usually in the shack where Tom will mention the shack where we record stuff. But PJ has a office there and does a lot of our all of our visual stuff that you've seen, including our podcast logo here.
Yeah. And PJ is the only other name besides Bob and Tom that's on every single album. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the tidbit.
There's your Jeopardy question,
I like
Trebek.
That.
Yeah, he's also a great trumpet player.
Very good.
Let's toot his horn. He'll toot his horn.
Mm-hmm.
We're all having fun.
Go. I don't know if this might be before you guys, but there used to be a time where we would do these staff lunches at a restaurant that's, well, I mean, it's there. It's just something different. But
what was it called before?
I don't remember.
I believe this is the restaurant that inspired the song Good Beaver Gone Bad.
Yeah.
It used to have all the little animatronic animals that would pop out. And
Yeah.
Go back in. The Loon Lake Lodge.
The Loon Lake Lodge. Yes. So we would go there, and depending on the waitress, if it was a waitress and not a waiter, PJ would go, hey, do you want to know what, I think this is how it would go. Would you want to know what she looks like naked? And he would draw a picture of what he assumed. I don't know if I'm saying too much. Maybe I'm saying too much. No, do we all know fine. That PJ does this?
Sure.
On a napkin. He would be like, yeah, she probably looks like this naked under her clothes.
Gosh.
And I was like, okay, well. That's...
It was always just a stick figure with two circles.
Yeah.
It was the same for everyone. It was really flattering.
Well.
That's the guy you want in a foxhole.
You know? There you go. Yeah.
The guy that can draw it for you.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even mention the performance by the birthday girl.
Oh, that female voice? Mm. She sounds hot.
Right.
And
is that you?
Scared.
Yeah, that's her.
Wow. Very cool.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a lot of fun screaming in Dean's studio for a long time. People outside. What are you doing?
Right.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Art.
And you love that show. That's one of your favorite shows.
Walking
the
Dead.
Walking Dead that you did a parody of there. Yeah.
What's that noise that Stephen Hawking is making? And just, or he's a zombie. Never mind.
Right.
Never mind. It's zombie.
It's Hawking's weird little voice box as a zombie.
Did he do that after he died?
Oh, I don't know.
It could have been, actually, yeah.
But then at the end, it sounds like a tribute to Mr. Obvious.
Okay.
A little...
Well, that's funny you should say that, because we have this little piece.
It's not Oprah. It's not Geraldo. It's not Ricky or Sally. It's Obvious. This week on Obvious, Monday, Mr. Obvious talks to single women.
Now, let me get this straight. You're 28 years old and you're not married? Settle down.
Then Tuesday, it's couples who don't see eye to eye on Obvious.
So you mean to tell me that you come home in the evening and one of you wants to watch the news, but the other wants to see Wheel of Fortune? All right, hold it down.
People who don't use coupons on Wednesdays, Obvious.
You just throw the whole ad section of the Sunday paper in the trash? One at a time.
Thursday, Mr. Obvious confronts people who break all the rules.
Now, just wait a ding-dong minute here. You're saying that you sometimes watch PBS and you're not paying membership dues?
No, I don't. And I really doubt if I ever will.
And Friday, it's a special Obvious as a man reveals one of his innermost secrets in front of a shocked studio audience.
Well, Mr. Obvious, this one time I was hurrying to get ready for work, and I really had to go, so I piddled right there in the shower.
Now, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to watch your language.
In the sea of talk shows out there, your choice is Obvious.
You say your teenagers are unruly, unpredictable, moody, and don't listen to you. Settle down.
The all-new Obvious show. It's new.
You go, girlfriend.
I love that so much. Oh, the Fox audience back there. Oh, oh man.
I don't think I've heard that before.
Yeah, so is that alluding to like the Jerry Springer show kind of?
Yeah, all Maury, of those maybe? Shows mm-hmm. at the time. And they did one, that's probably a follow-up, and I'm going way back here that you guys probably don't remember, a Todd Stottlemyre bit that they did. He was a guy they had, you know, when they grab onto a piece of audio, and it was Todd Stottlemyre was a pitcher for I can't recall who, and he was pretty good, but he lost it one game, and they had audio of him after the game, losing it.
Yeah.
And they kind of did a similar thing. The Todd Stottlemyre show, and then he's just screaming and yelling.
Oh, okay.
This is sort of that similar vein, and mm-hmm. it has that. Yeah, Jerry Springer. I don't know who else would have been, because this was probably 20-some years ago.
Ricky Lake.
Maybe Ricky Lake.
Maury.
Oh, my gosh, I forgot. Yeah, the Maury, early shit. Maury. So, yeah, it was that kind of thing. But sure. I laugh at every one of those, mm-hmm. oh, mm-hmm. you know, just that the audience reaction.
Settle down.
Settle down. One yeah, like, and the one at a time. That one just gets me.
It sounds like it's just that scene in Airplane where they're lined up so they can all smack that woman, like, one at a time.
Yeah.
We're all going to get a chance to get her.
Yeah. One of my favorite things is when Chick is recognized or there's a genuine fan. And they're like, do you really are you Mr. Obvious? And then he just goes in, well, if I'm not, you know, I think that's where that joke started. He's like, well, if I'm not, I'm wearing his underwear. But he'll do it in the Mr. Obvious voice, and people, it's like Christmas for people to actually see him do it.
That's amazing.
It really is. Like, I don't want to be like too serious, but it is a heartwarming moment.
Yeah. Do you think Dean gets, hey, are you the caller? Out in public?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. He has to do that just to let him know.
Yeah.
Well, and just the good thing about the Mr. O impression is that he just sounds like a regular guy. Mm-hmm. It's not a really silly voice where right. it's going up and down or whatever.
Right.
So it is kind of subtle, so you don't really know if it is Chick mm-hmm. doing it. So when you learn that, I can see how that'd be cool.
Yeah, when he does it on air, he comes in and out and like makes it sound, you know, I don't know. I feel like a kid kind of listening again when he does that. Yeah.
Well, he's the announcer in this too. Yes. He's the announcer for himself, and the fact that it sounds like two voices. I love it. Yeah. I love it so much.
Yeah, it's so great. And we actually got two references to two prior bits in this with the PBS and the Ding Dong.
Double Ding Dong Day.
Double Ding Dong.
Yeah. A double Ding Dong Day? Oh my gosh. What a great one. So this next piece is American Idol themed. And just really quick, American Idol was, I think, the first reality show that everyone watched. People, it was on twice a week and people tuned in for both episodes. I don't remember.
It was huge.
Survivor, I remember people doing that, but American Idol, I remember it just being massive.
Yeah, I think because it was more heartwarming, you know, you really got a backstory and people, you were cheering for people to succeed and nobody was really being mean, even when they weren't good, they weren't being mean.
Was she Bangs from season one? You know, the Ricky
was
Martin.
That?
Oh, the William Hung.
Yeah.
No, it got a lot meaner later on.
Yeah.
The Kelly Clarkson one, but I don't remember being that mean.
The auditions got really mean.
Yeah.
But the heartwarming ending.
Yeah.
That's the heartwarming
part.
That's
true.
Yeah, they had huge ratings. I think that kind of obviously predated some of the pull from streaming services and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I also kind of think they took the Olympics route. You know, you do the heartwarming story before the performance kind of thing.
Call,
that
yeah.
sort of that sort of
that set up that
equation,
yeah.
if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but American Idol was just. I remember at my
huge.
Summer camp, every skit was always American Idol themed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, it's Wizard Week, so there's going to be a wizard who's like Randy Jackson. You know, it's whatever it was. But let's get into this American Idol bit. Yeah.
First, there was American Idol, then Nashville Star. Then came So You Think You Can Dance. And now, from Bob and Tom Television, the new musical competition that everyone will be talking about. It's So You Think You Can Play Tambourine.
I was wondering what... Dog, that was hot, man. You did the Lemon Pipers proud, dude.
It was great. You look stunning. I can't wait for your first tambourine album. You are a tambourine idol.
Paula, really? Well, I thought it was pretty average. You know, you can walk into any gypsy camp in the world and hear that. And that was pathetic.
Don't miss So You Think You Can Play Tambourine Tuesday nights this summer on Bob and Tom TV. And also Tuesday, it's the new competitive dancing show, Dancing with Bears. Look for So You Think You Can Play Tambourine and Dancing with Bears on Tuesday night this summer only on Bob and Tom TV.
That's a great show.
It's really funny how the So You Think You Can Tambourine, Dancing with Bears, it is sort of a novelty thing, but now there's all these weird novelty TV shows.
Naked and afraid. The like, masked, why do you have to be naked?
Oh, yeah, but it was just even just like the masked singer.
Yeah,
is
oh my gosh.
So
absolutely.
Odd. That it is so such bizarre. An odd idea.
Does your dad like that show?
I can't imagine he's ever watched it.
Right.
I don't think he would like it.
It's one of those things where you just don't know yeah. if he would love it or hate it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that he would probably hate it. Unless, you know, unless there was like some guy that ran the soundboard for the Smothers Brothers or something, right. you know, then he would love it.
There's that.
Yeah, but yeah. if you watch a second of it, you're like, wait a minute, I think I do know that voice. And you find yourself stuck and you're watching it.
Yeah.
Like if I had kids, I get... Right. I'd probably be into it, so.
The one episode I ever watched, Lil Wayne got kicked off, and I remember because he started singing, and he has a couple albums where he sings a lot, and so yeah. I go, oh, that's Lil Wayne. And he goes, are you sure? I go, no, yeah, that's definitely Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
And then he was the first person to get kicked off the show.
Aww.
And there were people that had never sang a day in their life on that show.
Mm-hmm. You see, How to Love, I love it when he sings in that.
No, it's great,
it's
yeah.
It's a great
sure.
song. I love that song. Sorry.
Wheezy F Baby. No. Sure, the Carter Three, great record.
I think most of those shows are for ladies in general.
Oh,
singing shows,
Jason,
I just,
get out!
I just can't handle those shows. I don't think those are for guys. The average guy doesn't.
Will he watch it?
He's watched some.
I watched some.
It's not like you watch. You're like, oh, I have to go see these things.
I don't know. I don't know if there's any gender part about it, but I just don't get it. I just if I want to listen to music, I'll listen to music. I don't want to watch a TV show where people listen to music, but they have to stand on a high wire or whatever the hell it is.
Right.
Or a basketball player or a football player is under the mask. Oh wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. It is odd, but I feel like obviously B&T were ahead of their time, like making jokes about it probably inspired some of these weird shows we have today.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
It has to.
Absolutely. All right, cool. Well, we have one more bit, and this is a quick one for the Christy Lee fans.
Ooh.
I know she has a million. So here's the Christy Lee bit.
Coming from Bob and Tom Television, it's the fun new game show everyone's talking about. Come on down, Miss Christy Lee.
Hi, everybody.
All right, welcome to the show now. We're going to have you two stand back to back.
Do I have to?
Yes, that's the way the game is played, Christy.
Jeez, this is so embarrassing.
Come on now, just do it.
Okay, fine.
Oh, sorry. It looks like she's got you by at least an inch or so.
Hey, that's not fair. She's on her tippy toes.
It's Christy Lee, guest starring in Are You Taller Than a Fifth Grader? Tonight on Bob and Tom Television.
Christy's very short.
She's very short.
She's a small person. Mm-hmm. She's not like oddly short or anything, but it doesn't help that everyone here is about 6 foot tall.
Right.
So yeah, relatively, she looks like a tiny little tiny person. But no, she's full adult size.
And her features are tiny. We would travel together on the comedy tour, and there are some pictures of us after shows in bars, pretty drunk. And there's a picture of her. It's such a sweet picture, and she's leaning her face against my face, and I have my arms wrapped around her, and it's such a great picture. Except my head is three times the size of her head.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It's huge. It's almost embarrassing how big my head looks compared to hers.
Well, Jess, how can I put this delicately? I'm going to be a dick either way.
Okay.
You're small. Head, not so small.
Head's not so small.
Whereas Christy, small.
I know.
Head proportionally sized.
I'm short in stature. I'm a curvy woman. I don't know if that's whatever. Thick, I think, is the phrase that people use now. But
thick with two C's, of course.
Yes, with two C's. But Oscar told me the other day, he said, hey, I've got to take your camera out. And I said, why? Can you see my wrinkles? And he said, no, I don't think you want your head to look twice as big as everybody else's. And I said, well, I have a big head. He goes, yeah, people that are short with big heads look great on camera. And I was like, that's a compliment. Right? He was like, yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So no, yeah, if
it
I were
so
to buy
big, he had to get a different camera?
No, he had to zoom out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, what?
No.
I was like, I don't think it's that big.
You have to buy a different camera? Oh, I think your head's small enough for regular cameras.
I do. Yeah. I think it's a good head.
Yeah, if when I buy a fitted hat, it's a little bit bigger than most women would choose.
See, so. I got a pointy head.
Oh, yeah.
Where I wear a hat, there's like, these gaps.
Gotcha.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Christy is proportionally perfect, though.
Yeah, she's good.
Wait, sorry, I'm a little, you have a pointy head. What the hell do you mean you have
it's
a pointy?
It's kind of got a cone.
I don't think it does.
So she I doesn't. Try to tease my hair to hide said cone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she said, like, you don't fill it out in all the places, is what you're saying in the hat. Like, when you say there's gaps. Yeah.
Kind of like a little...
This is the weirdest way to end a show.
We should measure. We need to. We should get. I'm going to bring in a measuring device, and we're going to measure each other's heads. We do this at my house regularly.
Oh wow!
Because I have people in my. I have somebody in my family that is of Bob and Tom weird, strange fame, mm-hmm. and he is on an album, and I think mm-hmm. he is Big Head Johnny, is mm-hmm. what they refer to.
Exactly. Oh, Big Head Johnny. I remember Big Head Johnny.
That's my uncle.
That guy's got a big head, man.
He does, so I get it honest, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, so we'll have to measure, and we have to measure Christie's.
Yeah, I want to see.
Measure,
I want to
gotta measure Tom's.
Yeah.
How big that brain is.
He do not let him get wind of this because he will be all over it.
Really?
He will love if he gets to measure everyone's head in the studio, that's his favorite thing in the whole world. That'll be so odd.
And he loves it because there's a file of like everybody's like shoe size and measurements and things, and now I have a feeling I'm gonna have a project where I'm gonna have to add head sizes to this file.
Oh sure, get some hard data in there.
Good for a hat though, if it's not adjustable.
It could. We could pick out our own fitted hats.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Gets a kid's hat.
Merry Christmas.
All right, well,
Jess, would you say your big head comes from your father?
From my dad's side?
From your dad's side.
Yeah, for sure.
Because your dad's a, I mean, he's a...
My dad's a stout guy.
Stout
my dad's
dude.
My dad is a stout little Italian man, and, like 5'8", but he is thick. I
right.
swear, he looks, like, my dad is the shape of a keg. Like, he's and he's just stout, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if he's just walking by and I jumped on him and he didn't see me coming, he would go, "What was that?"
Yeah,
you know, I would just bounce off of him.
Right? Yeah. Fun fact: my dad is the guy. His fingerprint is what mm-hmm. opens the roof of Lucas Oil on Sundays for any event. Yeah,
the football stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Yep, that's my dad.
I need to meet this mysterious, small, stout man with a
magic fingerprint.
A fingerprint of secrets.
Well, if we want to get off in the weeds even a little more, he gave me and some buddies of mine a handful of years back a tour of Lucas Oil Stadium, and we literally went into the rafters. We were basically on the roof, walking up super crazy high.
Yeah.
It was so awesome. He's a great dude. He's such a great dude. He just
We were in the process of scheduling a tour for your family. Your dad had planned on doing that, and then COVID hit. So, but hopefully we can get that done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I don't know if we can. My dad's retiring in December, so maybe
has he told his employer yet?
Hope so.
it's only two months away. Yeah, I mean, a month away, really.
He did.
Yeah, that's funny.
Well, let's call it there. Great laugh. Thanks for listening, y'all.
All right, see ya.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those Weekend Golf Guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.